Hello, everyone. This is Jeremy Lopez, and welcome to another broadcast of Deep Cough in the Deep. And here on the broadcast, we like to dive into the Bible. We like to dive into mysteries and secrets and dive into science and different things and figure out exactly, you know, how God is speaking to us today and what is God wanting to show us and reveal to us. You know, we live in a time period where we're seeing so much discovery, are we not? We're seeing new technology, new scientific facts. We're hearing different things concerning God's Word. We're diving into more Aramaic to figure out exactly the things Jesus spoke and what it really meant. And so I love these broadcasts. We're able to dive into so many different mysteries and hopefully bring a little bit more illumination, a little bit more light to the subjects on these things that we are basically facing today in today's society. And so today, one thing I want to talk to you about is basically how to create a vision board. Now, many of you have asked me for so long, okay, Jeremy, I love you talking about prophecy and I love the gifts of the Spirit. I love talking about apostolic stuff and spiritual things and supernatural and, you know, this and this. And I love talking about stuff like this. And one of the main things that many of you know that I'm called and anointed to do is talk about things from prophecy and basically how to bring the promotion and the favor of God into our lives, from how to attract it. You know, one of my favorite words in the hour is attraction. You know, some people call things the law of attraction. I like to call it basically just favor of God, you know, the attraction of God. Because we stop sometimes to really dive into the ways in which God brings things to us. And one of the ways God brings things to us is that of attraction. And realizing that, you know, like the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That there is a spiritual attraction that is drawn to us. You know, we can prove it through different theories and different ways of science, but we also can back it up with so many scriptures. And so when you hear me talking about a vision board, many of you are thinking, oh my gosh, what on earth has he gotten into? Let me explain something to you. You know, you can study the Bible where Jeremiah, the major prophet Jeremiah, where he had Baruch, which is one of his adjutants, his assistants, who wrote down the prophecies of God. You know, we can go all through the Bible where we hear of scriptures as far as God writes upon the tablets of our heart. And, you know, write the vision down, make it plain, you know, and we hear all these different scriptures all through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and I think sometimes we really don't pay attention to the detail, do we? I think a lot of times most of us really don't pay attention to the detail. We like to read about the theatrics of God and the drama we find all through the Bible, because it makes a great story, does it not? It makes a good movie, makes a good novel. But the truth of the matter is, we need to actually exercise what it is we're reading. You know, it's great that you're reading it, folks. But I think most people read it out of memorization more than they do read it for, you know, to empower themselves. And the truth of the matter is of the scriptures, most people read the Bible to memorize it just so they can fire back at someone. You know, fire back and destroy people's lives and hurt people and bring them laws and rules and regulations. And that's not what the Bible's for at all. The Bible is an amazing book of testimonies that all these men went through, from tragedies to triumphs, you know, from deaths to resurrections, hello Jesus, you know, to stories about creation, about Genesis, about how everything was created, everything that God created had seed form and began to grow and breathe and find life and go through the four seasons that we go through as people, and much less creation. And so we read a lot of great, amazing things. And so when we look at that, we have to begin to realize what's taking place in this Bible are things that we need to apply to our lives, and begin to realize is things were created. Hey, guess what? We were created. And hey, guess what? On top of that, we create out of the created things. You know, God speaks it, so we speak it. God thinks it, we think it. There's people who were healed, you know, from having hands laid upon them. That's what we're called to do, is lay hands upon the sick and watch them recover. We're called to mimic what it is that we're reading in the Bible and understand exactly what it's saying, to where we become better stewards of our finances. We become better people of integrity and excellence and find our way through life to know what it means to truly be Christ-like. I think sometimes we, and people get on to me for saying this, but the truth of the matter is, the word Christian actually came from the book of Acts, where people made fun of us. I think people worship the terminology Christian more than they do just being Christ-like. And even though the term Christian means Christ-like, we find ourselves worshiping a title. You know, I hear more people say, I'm a Christian. And I want somebody to say, that's great, but I really don't care about that. I care about, are you Christ-like? You can keep your title. I don't need your title, but are you Christ-like? Because if you're like Christ, you will love and show compassion and show mercy and all these different things. And so I think what it boils down to today in today's society, as we get into the power of a vision board, is understanding, you know, are we doing the things we're reading? Are we being more like Christ, or are we more consumed with a title or a label than anything? And I think it's very imperative, important that we pay attention to the detail right now to decide exactly, am I going to be that kind of person? Am I going to be that type of Christian? Or am I going to get into the world and decrease that God can increase in me just to be Christ-like and move in that? Drop the labels, titles, names, and just be what Christ wants us to be, and that is to be Him in the earth. You know, and so... today when we talk about more of the power of the vision board, because here's the most important thing about a vision board. It backs up from what Baruch did with Jeremiah. It backs up a lot of different things that were scripturally done. You know, back in the day, they had tablets they wrote on. And buddy, everything that they did, they wrote on. And if you think about it, we would have the Bible today had not been for someone writing things down. Had it not have been somebody who decided, hey, we better record this stuff. You know, one day it's important that we spread this good news, the gospel, but we're going to forget it if we don't write it down. And the good thing about the kingdom is God decided, hey, you know what? We need my plan A, not plan B. My plan A is we're going to, you know, establish this book to where people can be able to see all through history about the things, historical events that I did, and that my son did, and the things that people, how they responded and reacted to society through, you know, figuring out and filtering things through, you know, getting away from Baal, getting into the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you know, how to worship the true God of Israel. And so we read a lot of different cool things in the Bible. And so when we look at the power of a vision board, all it's doing, folks, is reiterating that which lies within the Bible. And so when you think about a vision board, you think about the power of seeing, do you not? You know, a vision board, and people call it vision boards, dream boards, action boards, whatever you want to call it, but a vision board is just that. It's a board created out of a vision. It's a board created out of a dream. It's a board created that you should put action to and towards by something God has laid upon your heart. And I did a teaching series recently. I would encourage many of you. It's about a 2-hour series of deep revelatory things that deal with actually the power of a vision board. And you can find that. It's brand new on our website, identitynetwork.net. I'd encourage every one of you to get it. We are selling these things like crazy. We're having people come back to us and report to us that it's changing their life, and how vision boards are speaking just so many prophetic things back to them, you know. And so when you're creating a vision board, here's what you want to do. Not only, and I'm going to give a very basic general outline right now in this broadcast, so once again, you won't find the general outline within my teachings on the subject, because I go into hours of in-depth study about the power of visualization, how it's scriptural, the power to see what it is you're writing down, that what you behold you do become and you produce. I go into details about breaking down think subconsciously about what the vision boards do. I even have another teaching series that's brand new about how to take your prophetic word and create a vision board, a prophecy board out of that, and what it looks like. So once again today, folks, I'm going to give you a very general outline of what a vision board really is. But once again, do not expect this in the teachings, because in the teachings it goes into really in-depth, deep revelatory things that I would definitely encourage you guys to get. Because trust me, you can hear the basics within this broadcast, but it will never tell the true story. You'll never get the foundation unless you actually get into these teachings, whether it be by CD or MP3 downloads from this main powerful teaching. Because once again, without a foundation, it's the same thing as the Bible. If you memorize the Bible, it does you no good. Memorization has no power in it. Getting revelation from what it is you're reading and impregnating yourself with that in which you've read, now that holds power. Because then you're guaranteed that once it becomes revelation from the information and it gets down inside of you, you'll begin to see a transformation. And at a transformation, you'll begin to see a revolution. And that's the key thing. If you want a revolution in your life, it cannot come through the power of memorization. It must come through the power of deep revelatory revelation to begin to bring forth a transformation. And so that's what this broadcast is going to be about today, is really going to pull back into the into the equation of just getting the basics that you can dive in and grab the foundation from the teachings. So when we look at a power board or vision board, one thing we must realize is it is so imperative that you take what it is that you're hearing, take what it is that you're seeing. And when you begin to see, when you begin to hear that, see, here's the truth of the matter. If I was to ask you today, I need you to meet me tomorrow at 2 o'clock p.m. You're going to meet me here at McDonald's. And what we're going to do is we're going to sit down, we're going to eat a we're each going to order a double cheeseburger, and we're going to eat a large fry, and I want you to get Coke, and I'm going to get sweet tea. Okay, let's just say it that way. And then what happens is, guess what? There's no way you're going to memorize all that by tomorrow. In fact, you might end up forgetting about our lunch date. Unless I tell you the details, and then you say what? Oh, you know what? I need to write this stuff down. Let me put it upon my calendar of my iPhone. Let me write it down, because I don't need to forget, because you've given me specific details on what we're going to eat and why probably we're going to eat them. And even though most people don't do that, think of this way. Throughout the day, you have many appointments. You have tons of appointments. You have a lot of things to do, and it's imperative that you listen to the details of the things you need to do throughout the day, correct? And so you make what? A list. But instead of making a list of things to do, you usually create what it is the details are saying to you. Like at 2 o'clock, I have to pick up my son from school, take him to the dentist at 3. Well, you're not going to basically just say 2 o'clock, you know, pick up. 3 o'clock, some appointment, because then you're going to say to yourself, oh gosh, what appointment is at 3 o'clock? Is it for me? Is it for my wife, my husband, my child? Oh man, what is the doctor, dentist? Is it a recital? What is going on? 2 o'clock, pick up what? Pick up who? What, you know, is this a pickup line? I mean, what's going on? And so you would basically put a little bit more of a detail, would you not? And a vision board is just that. A vision board is a creative board that would really pull in a lot of different things within your life, which means that in your life you're going to find a lot of detailed things of God speaking to you. And science will tell you that you will forget things. You will forget detailed things unless you see it and unless you write it out. And a vision board is just that. A vision board is something that you need to be able to behold. I couldn't even begin to tell you all through the Bible the word behold and what the power it holds. Because behold actually is letting you know. When you say, behold the Lamb of God, you know, behold I bring you good tidings. When you read the word behold all through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, what it's telling you is, according to the original Aramaic, it's telling you to look, to peep, to see, to visualize. It's letting you know this is something you need to look at. It's very important that you see it with your eyes. Whether it's your natural eyes and or your spiritual eyes, it's imperative that you see this, what I'm about to tell you. And so that's what the scripture is letting you know. So it lets us to know there's power in visualization. There's power in what it is that we're seeing. And so a vision board is just that. You know, a person who takes the prophetic word and writes it out, which I encourage everyone to write it out. A person who hears God in their spirit. A person who reads a great principle. A person who sees something in creation and says, man, I just like God's talking to me through that thing. You know, I listened to a broadcast the other day. I watched a television show. I heard my favorite teacher. I listened to my favorite motivational speaker. You know, I was watching this the other day, you know, happen on the streets. It doesn't matter where it comes from, God, folks. If it's God speaking to you, you know, here's what you have to do. You have to write it down. You have to write it down. You know, I encourage people that when they see something in public that they know God has prophesied to them, maybe to just to say, you know, oh man, I really like that. I feel like I need to incorporate that in my life. Hey, you know what? God made iPhones with cameras for a reason, folks. Take a picture of it. Take a picture and write it down. It's very imperative and important that you begin to understand the power of what you see and the power in what you hear and the power in what you write. And I'll tell you more on those teachings, more details about this stuff, but for the lack of time in the broadcast, I'm just going to tell you once again the more simplistic things of why that you need to have one of these. Because yes, it's easier for you to remember. Secondly, when you put things on a vision board, picture form or writing form, you actually get it buried in your spirit more, because it's true, what you see, what you behold, you become, you will produce. You know, it's the same thing in a negative sense of, and I like to use this even though it's a negative and it's sinful, it's a great way to bring forth the truth in what I'm trying to say. When a person looks at pornography, then, you know, a person who lusts all the time after people will turn that into pornography. Put it another way, they will create They will begin to create something in their life that previously did not exist. They will turn the lust into a picture form. And so therefore they'll get into pornography. Once they get into pornography, they begin to create more havoc. They begin to create more demonic things in their life. So by doing what? That pornography begins to turn into, now it needs to be and begin to produce into an action form. They'll begin to bring forth maybe hookers, or they'll begin to bring forth adultery against their husband or their wife. They'll begin to manifest it, because thoughts become things. And when you see that, you realize what once started as a thought begins to manifest into visuals. And once it manifests into visuals, then you have to manifest it with the action. It's just how life works, folks. And there's no difference in that between that and something that's holy and righteous before the Lord. That's something God tells you, something God reveals to you, something you want to remember in life, no matter what it is. Whether it's you and your wife beginning to create your new marriage together, whether it's you and your husband beginning to put your life back together, maybe because you're on the brink of divorce. It doesn't matter. If you're getting a new job, if God prophesied to you, if you're hearing a great scripture you love, it's very imperative and important that you begin to understand the power of visualization, and you begin to understand the power to hear. And when you write something down, science will let you know that when you write something down, you're literally getting it into your brain more, because your brain is telling your hand what to write, and you're having to mimic, or you're having to actually see what it is you're writing. And your brain is beginning to process that more, because your brain is telling your hand to write it, and therefore what your hand's writing, your brain is coming back to your brain to see what's been written, to make sure it's being written out correctly. So you're feeding information almost like a double portion back and forth yourself. And through all of that, guess what happens? Then you begin to realize, I'm getting this into me more. I'm getting this down in my spirit more. And so when you create a vision board, you begin to understand everything that you really want and desire in your life. Now, once again, on the spiritual side, on a spiritual note, we have to come to that place to realize, in a spiritual way, do thoughts become things? Absolutely. Is this some kind of hocus-pocus New Age stuff? No, not at all. I've given you proof earlier about what it does with pornography. I'll let you know this. You know, how many times in the Bible do we read about Stephen being stoned to death, and all of a sudden looks up and sees the heavens opened up and sees Christ? How many times do you hear about Isaiah, you know, the visions and the revelations they have of the skies opening up? You know, they're seeing God, Jacob, seeing God in dreams. God is a communicator. He wants to communicate with us here on earth. And even though we can look and say, God is omniscient, omnipresent, He is in all things, He's in everything. You know, I'm going to say this, keep on saying this as a broken record until people get it in their spirit. Colossians makes it very plain, God is in everything. I didn't say it. It's not a New Age thing. It's not a charismatic thing. It's a Bible thing. God says in His Word, He says He is in all things. And He says, all things are made by me and for me. Without me, there's not anything made that was made. So everything, the word all, get in your spirit, folks. If I have to drill out of that horrible, nasty, traditional, religious garbage out of you, then I'm going to keep on doing it. Because I want you to be able to get to the place where you realize, God said it, not me. God said, all things were made by Him. All things were made for Him. There was not anything in the earth that was not made for His pleasure, for His goodness. It was made for God. So God is in all things. God works in things, through things, as things. That's how God works. That's why we can give Him the title omniscient and omnipresent. Therefore, some of us need to chill. I look at Pentecostal charismatic people, which I consider myself to be one, absolutely. But here's the problem with that. I look at these people and I want somebody to say, you guys need to chill. You need to chill. You need to take a chill pill. Because God is in control. God knows what's going on, folks. Okay? God knows what's going on. God created, so now we need to create. We need to mimic God in that creative mode. And so that's what vision boards do, is vision boards begin to let us understand that anything in this world, anything in this universe, anything in creation, anything in your family, your friends, your job situations, if you want to see change, I can give you the materialistic parts of it. If you want to get a new house, if you want to get a new car, if you want to get a job, if you want your ministry to grow, if you want a ministry, if you're looking to find out your gifts, your spiritual gifts, if you're trying to find a way in your life to live a better way, to not live life so stressful, folks, a vision board, it will help, not will answer, but will help you in seeking that in which you're looking for through all of these avenues. But you have to be able to understand that you need to start seeing things all around you that will prophesy to you. What is prophecy? Prophecy is God's talking to us. That's plain and simple. Prophecy is God talking to us. A vision board will open up your eyes to see. Isn't it interesting how the Bible says that He wants to open up the eyes of the blind? So we can see, he who has an ear, let him hear. He who has an eye, let him see. Which means God wants you to see things that you're not seeing. And if you keep everything within your mental capacity in a thought format, even though thoughts do become things, why don't you begin to project that thought into helping it manifest in your reality? Hello? Why don't you put action behind your words? Put action behind the very picture that your paintbrush painted in your mind that you know God gave you. Why don't you begin to paint that by bringing it out to where you can see that daily, morning, noon, and night. Get it as if it's an image in your brain, an image that God has promised you of something you need, something you're going to have, something you need to become, something that He's going to work in you on, with, something He's going to minister to you on. Folks, you need to start seeing this stuff. If you know, those of you who are really close to me understand that, you know, my house is my sanctuary. My house is private. It's not public. I don't let my phone number nor my address be made known, because it is my habitation. It's a place that is created just for me. In my house, I consider it my sanctuary. I have affirmations. I have decrees all through the house. You can see them on my walls. You can see them on my pictures. You can see them in my vision board. I have a vision board here at home for our business and for my personal pleasure. And that means whatever it is that I know that God has in my life, no matter what it looks like or sounds like or things that I need in my life to make it, you know what? I'm going to make sure that I'm seeing these things all day long prophesied to me. Because what's before you will prophesy to you. Think about it. If you have filthy, nasty, dirty movies you watch, it's prophesying back to you, letting you know that it's getting inside of you, that you're about to become filthy. That's what it's doing. If you watch hard, disgusting horror movies that are just slicing and dicing, don't get me wrong, I love a good thriller. I'm not going to lie about it. I love to watch things that just excite me and get me all stirred up, you know, no matter what it is. I love comedies. I love all different types of things. But if you're watching something that is so demented, you know what is, what's happening? It's prophesying to you because you're becoming that thing. It's prophesying fear into you. It's prophesying death into you. And that's why you begin to go that night, you have nightmares. I tell people all the time, hey, if you can handle things in your life and it doesn't affect you one bit, you know what? Then that's fine. You can handle it. Because what's sin to one is not a sin to another. And bottom line is, to the pure, all things are pure. To the defiled, all things are defiled. Some people just can't handle things. Some people can't handle comedy. Some people can't handle, you know, just doing anything in life. And for those people, you know what? You got to stay true to yourself of what you know is right for you, but don't condemn other people for doing certain things. You know, it's the same way of drinking. I'm getting my little soapbox, but it's the same way of drinking. If somebody desires to drink alcohol, let's say in the sense of drink a glass of wine with their dinner, maybe every night or every three nights, or maybe goes out for a cocktail with their friends once a month, you know, we can look at that, but let's just face it. The truth of the matter is, folks, you cannot find a biblical verse at all, not one iota, to back your point up to say that drinking's wrong. It's not even in the Bible. I mean, we can use the scripture, well, avoid the appearance of evil. That can be anything. The way you dress right now could be an appearance of evil to me. If I lust over you and you're fully dressed, that, guess what? That's your appearance of evil. So it doesn't matter. What matters is that you stay true to yourself of what you know your convictions are. And therefore, you have to realize that what it is that you do not need to see, what you do not need to watch, what you do not need to view, then don't do it. Because for you, it is not good. It's unhealthy for you. For someone else, they might find the Christ in something. They might see the good in something. Some people actually analyze things to be able to find the truth in it by watching the opposite. Hey, you know what? To each its own. People be able to discover God desires for us to be work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And so a vision board will help us. No matter what creation or what creativeness that you need to put on there, because that's what it's for. It has helped to give you the power to be able to create that in which you know God has willed for you in your life to have. And you need to start seeing it. You need to start viewing it. And it's going to empower you and help you down the long run like you've never known before. Because I believe that when you begin to put on your vision board, I need a new house, God. I need to get to this new job. I want to see things begin to develop. Now, once again, in my teachings that I really go deep in, I actually tell the diversity between the difference between that and God's will. And the problem with most people is they say, well, I'm scared to put things up there. They're not God's will. Well, you know, ding, 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 ding. There's your answer right there. In life coaching, that's what I teach, is you just prophesy what it is. I'm scared. I'm scared to, no matter what you say after that, that you let me know right off front that you're scared. You're a fearful person. You can't walk in fear. The will of God says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. Okay, if you're walking in Christ, if you have faith enough to know that you're in Christ, then that's all that matters to me. If you have faith enough that you're in Christ, that means that your desire is His desire. Whether He gave it to you, whether you got it from Him originally, or whether it was transformed and morphed into His desire, bottom line is, you know what? That's the desire of God in you. And if it's something that like the Bible says, to think upon things that are pure and holy and praiseworthy and good report, you know what? Then think upon these things. If your desire will empower people, empower you to live a better life and live a better you, and cause you to walk with more integrity, and cause you to be a shining light to people, folks, that's your desire. That's God's desire. Move into it. Because your desire and the things you're wanting, the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Which means it's not the fact that you're putting on your vision board things that you want in some kind of fleshly manner. You're putting things on your vision board because you know, I got to live in this life, God. I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. And God wants to bless you with the things that you desire in your life to live. And so there's nothing wrong with that. And so when you're devising a vision board, put on there exactly what you feel you'd like to have in your life. Make it something that you can, that'll cause you to stretch more, to reach for. You know, press towards the mark means, man, I'm going to stretch for it. It might not be who I am right now, but I'm becoming that thing. And so therefore, since I'm becoming that thing of what I want to be, I need to see myself at the end result. I need to see myself doing this. And if God sees the ending from the beginning, then you know what? You need to start seeing to the eyes of God. See yourself as the end result and paste that on your vision board. Therefore, it does become obtainable. Are you with me? It's not too far-fetched for you. You can reach it. But if you don't have anything written down without a vision, you people perish. So you need to start devising a plan. Get a strategy. What is it that you're desiring? What is it that you know in your life that you desperately need? And once again, add the flavor of a double portion on what you need, because God wants to give you not just life, but give it to you more abundantly. So we're going to use the word abundantly with a double portion mentality, which means what you desire in your life, add it extra bonus to that, because that's your abundant life. That's your extra added bonus on top of life, which is the abundance of life. Are you with me? And so I encourage you right now, folks, go to the website, identitynetwork.net, and order the power of the vision board. Because I'll tell you something, folks, you're going to find in this series, you're going to find two teaching series, you're going to find what's going to change your life. It's actually called The Creative Power of Having a Vision Board. The Creative Power of Having a Vision Board. If you want to know more details about it, or let's say you're trying to find it on the website, call our office to order it. We'll be more than happy to help you at the office. It's 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. And just say, I want to know more. I need to order digitally or hard copy, either one. I need to order The Creative Power of Having a Vision Board. Alright, so thank you so much, folks, for tuning into our broadcast. I would encourage you once again, get these MP3 or CD teachings. They will change your life. I live by this rule. I live by this experience. A vision board saved my life, literally, because of the fact it brought me to a place where I could stay focused on what I know in my life I needed. And I didn't get my eyes off the plan of what I knew that God wanted for me. I didn't get on a sidetrack, a side road. I was able to keep my eyes focused and say, this is what I'm desiring from the desire of my heart that I believe is God's. This is what God said in His will. This is what's been prophesied to me. I'm going to keep my eyes on the plan. And guess what? Voila. Overnight, it began to happen to me. And it began to happen for me. And now I'm living out the things that I have on my vision board that I'm literally taking down now, and I'm throwing away and putting new ones up there. That's what I do daily. It's the truth. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. It is a powerful tool. It's a weapon that you need in your life. So thank you again. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Until the next broadcast, go and love on somebody.